Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's Performance Base Layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need, whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors. If you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike with BeastNet, and on this week's episode, I've got with me Lisa Ann. She's been on the show with us before. You all know Lisa. How are you doing, Lisa?
Doing good.
Good, good. So one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show today is we want to talk about the event you just did with Tessa and Dina.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, what that was. I know it was Team PG, which I'm guessing it's Pink Gorilla, right?
Yes, Pink Gorillas, yep.
Yes. So.
It was the CSU 24 PNW, and it was a 24-hour endurance trail race, and I kind of went into it blindly. I knew Tessa was the food vendor there, and she did a team. It was supposed to be originally Tessa, Dina, and Joe Gates, and Joe had to pull out, and I was kind of the backup, and Tessa called me up, and so we were serving coffee and food and all sorts of stuff there, so it was like all day and all night we were cooking at, well, Tessa, well, I wasn't say cooking, she had stuff already kind of made and whatnot, and we just kind of took turns being down there with the food and being out on the trails, so It was like a two-fold thing for us.
That's awesome. So what's good?
Everybody there at CSU who run it, they were utterly amazing. Tony and I can't remember the other guy's name, but they're incredible. They are so friendly and so nice. They were set up right next to us, so they were greeting the runners as they came in, and everybody had to check in and check out there. So, like, you know, there was, like, six different trails. So, you know, you go out on a trail, you have to check out so they know what trail you're on in case there's an emergency or something. They know what trail to go out on to find you. So,
yeah,
it was awesome. It was like a choose-your-own-adventure. You go out, and they had challenges you could do, and when you came back in, you got so many points for the challenge, or if you brought back a ping pong ball or a crystal, you got so many points for that, or you could just go out and run the trails and get as many miles as possible. So it was pretty awesome.
That was kind of one of my thoughts. Because there's so many different types of endurance events. There's ones where it's like team events and you all go out and you do whatever, but this one sounds like a choose your own adventure. But how was it? Because you mentioned that you guys were doing the food off and on all night. So you weren't out on the course the whole time then.
No, we weren't out on the course the whole time. If you had a team, you could go out with your team all together. I think the team that took first place, they would all go out together and come back in and rest and then go all out together. I think the team that did third did the same thing. We took turns going out. Just because we needed somebody to cover the food area. So we had to have somebody covering and, selling food and making sure, that was taken care of. And then if you were an individual runner, you can go out and do one lap on a trail and come back in and chill for 4 hours if that's what you wanted to do. I mean, yes, it's an endurance event, but if you wanted to just go out and do one lap and then chill with everybody for the next, 5 hours or 24 hours or whatever you wanted to do, that's what you could do. It's not like a Spartan Hurricane Heat where it's like team and you have to be doing that endurance event the entire time. So it was a lot of fun. It was very chill, very relaxed. It was great. It was, I don't know how else to put it. It was a lot of fun. It was very family oriented, very family friendly. There were kids out on the trails. If the kids wanted to go out on the trails, hiking around. they weren't necessarily runners, but, you know, if your kid wanted to go out and hike with you on one trail, they could go out and hike with you on one trail. So,
see, that sounds awesome, because I'm one of those. That sounds amazing to me, but I'd be the one to go do one lap and then take like a 12-hour nap and then try again. But
if that's what you want to do, then you can totally do that. So that was, they were okay with that. Like, they were just wanting to get people out there. They seem like it's to get people out there and get them going and get them moving. It was a lot of fun. Like, you know, there was one team where it was a husband, like a husband and wife, and they had two little girls, and the wife was out there doing, I think she was doing one of the longer trails, and he was back at camp chilling with the kids, and he was waiting for her to get back so he can go out and he could do a lap. So, you know, it was a lot of like back and forth with some people, you know, watching the kids or going out on the trail. So,
that sounds awesome. That sounds like my kind of endurance.
It was like the best kind of endurance event ever. I'm planning for next year. I would like to go out and get a couple of laps in at night. I was a little sketched out about going out at night this year. I wasn't quite ready for that yet, but I mean, I got, I think 16 miles in, according to their GPS.
Nice.
According to my GPS, it was a lot more than that, but
that's normal.
Yeah, but like Tessa got, I think I did 3 of the trails. Tessa did 4 of the trails, and Dina got 2 in. She injured her knee, but you know, we did really great. It was so much fun, and the challenges that they had were a blast to do. I mean, taking a selfie in the waterfall. I mean, how could that not be fun? I mean, it was cold, but it was fun. One of the challenges was bringing an egg back to camp. Like, you go into the trail, and you grab a raw egg, and you have to bring it back to camp without cracking it. Like, no cracks whatsoever. So you're having to pay attention to every freaking step you take because, you know, it's like you're precious. Like, I felt like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, like, my precious. I heard Gollum's voice in my head the entire time. I didn't want to break that damn egg.
That's awesome.
You know, you have that. One of the challenges was only open for like 3 to 7 p.m. and you had to go to the top to like this lookout peak area, and you had to do 3 knots. Like, the guy up there showed you how to do 3 knots, and you had 3 tries to do them. And then to get the ping pong ball or the crystal, you had to like scramble over like these rocks and stuff, which I was not a fan of that in any way, shape, or form. But you had to go up over those and get your ping pong ball and then go back down. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I saw one of the main people from Sisu on the trail, and he's like, "Do you have enough water? Are you sure you have enough water? Don't hesitate to get water from the stream. It's okay to drink." Like, they were really concerned about how you were doing and if you had enough water, if you had enough food, if you were okay. So that was really awesome to see that they cared about their participants and that everybody was okay. They had a nurse on hand, you know, make sure that your feet were okay and, you know, didn't have any major injuries. So that was
awesome to see. To care that much about the people, make sure there's a nurse on hand, all that. The one thing we mentioned earlier that you were Team Pink Gorilla. And for people that don't know, that's the name of Tessa's
company. That's the name of Tessa's
coffee stand, everything, yeah.
Yep, it's the PG. Yep, we were the PG runners. And it was really funny. There was one point they had the leaderboard up, and Tessa looked up at it, and she's like, "PG runners, they're in second." She looked around. She's like, "Is there another team called the PG runners?" And they're like, "No, you're the only ones that are the PG runners." She's like, "We're in second? What? We're in second? Really?" And, like, it surprised her because, I mean, you know, we're working and we're running, and she didn't expect for us to be in second. So that was like a total like shock for her. Like, wow, we're doing this and we're in second? Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. I mean, you would think that it would be the teams, like you said, the first and third place where like everybody was going out. Like, were they going out together, or could you like as a team say, "Okay, Tessa, you go do that trail. I'm going to go do this trail. And Dina, you go do that one."
Yeah, they could have totally split up whatever trails they wanted to go on. The thing that was like the catch about like bringing the ping pong balls back and stuff is if you went out and did the only way that they counted like bringing them back is if you did the challenge. That was a catch.
Yeah.
So you had to do the challenge for the points for like the ping pong balls were like the first 10 people back who brought the ping pong balls got so many points and the crystals got so many points because they were the next 10 people that brought back. But you had to do the challenge in order to get the points for the ping pong balls and the challenge. So there was like, there was a catch to that. I'm like, oh, I see where you guys get it. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Otherwise it was just points for going out on the trail. Yes.
Yeah, so and there's a strategy to try and make sure you get the points so that you can win.
Yes, exactly. And we brought ping pong balls back for every trail that we went out on, and we did the challenges for every trail that we went out on. So I think that's where we got our points from. And we kind of had a strategy. We sent Dina out on one of the long trails because she's a stronger runner. So she went out on that. Tessa, you know, she's coming back from some injuries and stuff. So she went out on like the medium trails, and I'm a little bit stronger on the shorter trails. So I went out on the shorter trail. Wow. That was interesting. Yeah. It had a lot of elevation.
Oh, yeah, elevation can get you. I mean, you should be getting used to elevation. You've done Montana.
I have done Montana, but still, I was like, oh, man. But, you know, it was so great. I was able, on my first lap out, I hung out with Adam and Janelle, and we hiked up to, like, the falls, and that was a blast. Like, I had a chance to catch up with them, and I saw Dana out on course a couple times and, like, chit-chatted with him. So it was nice to, like, run into people as you're out on the trails and say, hey, how's it going? And like, oh, yeah, good job. And, you know, it was great. So that was an awesome part of it too. Like you didn't feel pressured to like you do like at an OCR, you know, oh, hi, and, you know, run. Like you don't, get that camaraderie as much at an OCR. Like,
I've always, you know, with the you know me, I'm not big on the endurance thing. Like,
yeah,
I don't like, because I always feel like, you know, the hurricane heats, you know, nothing against hurricane heats. I know people love those. And some of the other ones, it's like you're sitting there with like someone whip right behind you going, come on, go. And I'm like, I'm done with it. That right there, what you're explaining sounds like, you know, I'm already in my head going, who's going to be on the BeastNet team next year?
See? Exactly. And that's what it's like. It's like, oh, my God, I can't wait to do this again. I can't wait to get back out there because it was so much fun. It was an endurance event, but I think it's more like personal endurance. Like, how far can you push yourself? How far can you go? How far are you willing to push yourself? The trails were amazing. The views were amazing. I mean, I was out there. I didn't carry headphones. Like, had my phone on me because, you know, you had to have like a device for like in case like a compass or, you know, you got to take your waterfall selfie. I didn't take a lot of pictures while I was out there, but it was just nice to be out on the trails. Like, I was concentrating more on like my next step, my breath. Like, it was so nice to not be fully in my head, and it was so great. Got back to camp, and it was just, you know, chit-chatting with the people around me, and it was an amazing experience. I could have swore I saw bears around every corner, even though they were just burned logs. That was pretty entertaining, just because I had that stupid freaking bear bell in the back of my hydration pack, and all I heard was a jingling of the bell half the day, but, you know...
they're concerned about the bears have eaten people because they find bells in their poop. But
I'm just singling them where I'm at. Like, there's my bell. Someone come find me.
Lunch is served.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was fun. They cared about your safety. I loved the event. It was awesome. Everybody there was super nice. They had midnight yoga. I didn't participate in that, but I know a few of the other Beast members did, and it was great. I got a chance to speak with Jesse from West Coast Obstacles. It was great. I loved it. It was an awesome day. It was an awesome 24 hours. I had no cell phone service the entire time. That made it even better.
That's awesome.
It was a complete disconnect from the world, yet I was connected all at the same time. And being with Dina and Tessa and just working the event was amazing too, and being able to talk with people, like, that got me out of my, like, I'll stick to myself if I have to, if I can, because that's what's comfortable for me. But I got out of my own, like, comfort zone, and I love that. I appreciate Tessa for having me and being a part of the team and helping her out, and got my crash course on making coffee, which was awesome. Tessa's amazing. The PG, she's amazing. She has, like, her whole setup, and it was great. She got asked back again to be the vendor there again for next year. So next year, the PG runners are going to be there again. It was awesome. It was so awesome. I can't speak enough about it. I can't speak enough about Tessa. And, like,
oh, Tessa's amazing. I love Tessa.
Yeah, she did. She was amazing. Like I said, she had everything set up when we got there. She was just kind of finishing up. And everything was, she had a flow to everything. It was just great. I can't say enough about the event either, too. Like, everything was awesome. They are incredible. I can't wait for them to.
Oh, sorry.
Huh?
I started singing the Everything is Awesome song. Sorry. I just awesome so much. I had to start singing the song. So you have to be a real nerd to know the lyrics of that song, but I am. So, sorry.
It's an incredible event. Like, it's nice to have another event come into the Pacific Northwest that is so welcoming and family friendly and supportive of their participants. Like, they really cared about each and every person. Like, I think the people running it, they talked to almost every single person there, and awesome. Made sure everybody was having a good time, made sure everybody was feeling good. And that was awesome to see. It was a great experience. They are, you know, they can't wait to come back. I know Tessa is looking forward to next year and being there as the vendor next year.
And I'm pretty sure by the time, like, I know Don, you know, Don, the guy I did the marathon with, because he hates me.
yeah.
I'm sure by the time he's done listening to this episode, I'll be signed up for the next year one. So there'll be a BeastNet team, and he'll have already signed me up. So, because he's just that type of person. He'll be like, this sounds awesome. Mike says he wants to do it, but he'll never sign up. So I'm just going to sign him up, and he can deal with it.
Sign up and do it. It is so much fun.
I'm sure we will. Like, it sounds amazing.
It is amazing. Like I said, they're so, and like I said, they're family friendly. Like, they flat out said, you know, bring your families, bring your cheerleaders. Like, there was one tent that got the Spirit Award, and, like, you would come into camp, and they were, like, right there when you'd come in, and they're like, how's it going? Nice job. Good job. Woohoo. Like, they would cheer everybody on as you were coming into camp.
That's
and
awesome.
That was awesome to have. So that was great. Like, just to have people, like, they were cheering you on and they didn't even know you. I'm like, that's so great.
Seeing stuff like that, because it's kind of one of those things, I think, and this sounds bad, and I know it sounds bad for someone who's, like, does a podcast on OCR and loves OCR, but it's getting old. I mean, I love doing it. I love the crowd. And I mean that in the best way possible, but having stuff like this reinvigorates that fire that we've all had. But we're all like, cool,
yes.
I've done Spartan in the same place for 6 years. Yeah, yay. So
yeah.
It just kind of, this invigorates us in a new way. It lights a fire back under you. Like, yes, I'm back into it. I love it. And I'm actually really mad now that I missed it. So
I think that's it too.
I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of scared me too, is I've never really done an endurance event. This was my first one, and it kind of relit a fire. I've been doing OCR
and I can
for
hear that
5 years.
Voice,
and,
by the way.
Huh?
I can hear it in your voice. I've heard you excited, but I've heard you've been, honestly, in talking to you and everything else, you kind of seem like you've been where I am. You're starting to get to that, like, lactadasal, like, yay, another race.
Yeah.
And now
that's
you
pretty much
can hear
it.
The fire in your voice. You love this. So, yeah.
Yes, the fire's back, and I've been lacking that fire, and I've never placed in any of the events. I've never wanted to really go after like the age group or the competitive heats. Like I've enjoyed being in the open heats. And so when I realized like, holy shit, wait a minute, we're competing, we're in the team. Like, oh, okay. So it's kind of game on. All right. And we just went after it. Like I didn't really expect us to place or anything, but when I realized like, holy shit, we're in second place, like what the hell? And then when we actually like, we earned a medal. We actually placed, like, holy fuck. Yeah. Woohoo. Like we have something to go after next year. And that's really fucking exciting. Like, okay, it's really game on. Like, I kind of step up my now. Yeah. It does ignite that fire. And I'm like, okay, like, I kind of like this kind of endurance style. Like, it's not uber competitive, but it kind of ignites like a competitive fire within yourself. Like, okay, now I feel like I have something to prove to myself. I have a team that like wants to do better, and we have like we got invited back as the vendors next year, and I really want to help Tessa and make her like help promote her and her company, and that as a teammate and as a friend, that makes me feel good. So it like ignites so much inside of me, and it's so reinvigorating. I'm like, okay, maybe I do want to continue to do this, because it's like you said, that fire was starting to go out, and I wasn't really sure how much more I wanted to continue to do OCRs or any of this. And I was like, okay, maybe it's time to like step back and retire a little bit, which I am like, retire, like really retire? Like what's that? Like, you know, I'm like, okay, I know. And I'm like, okay, I have that, like you said, that fire has been reignited. I really want to do continue. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I still have some injuries to kind of come back from, but I can take it easy with OCRs, but I have an endurance event that I really enjoy, and I can like train for that. I'm like, yeah, it's like you said, it's invigorating, and it feels so good to have that now. I know Tess is excited for it. I'm not sure about Dina. I haven't really talked to her too much because she's been kind of busy, but I know Tess is really excited about it. She's so excited that they invited her and her company back and the team back.
Which is awesome.
You know, it's so awesome. And I really hope that not only do more Beast members, but other members of the OCR community, I hope they get into this and see that Sisu is so amazing. Everybody there is great.
It.
And they're, you know, it's, they're a small little community, and I would love to see that community grow a little bit because they're amazing people. And gosh, what an incredible event. Like I said, it's a choose your own adventure, and who doesn't like that? Like, I can go out and I can do as little or as much as I want. And if you're most of us, like, you know, I went out and I'm like, oh, I'm probably not going to do too much because I really want to be at the stand. But I was able to go out and I pushed myself a little bit further than I expected. And just that little push ignited so much inside of me that, wow, I've been riding on that high for like the last week. And it's amazing. And I know Tessa's been riding on that, and it's helped her, and she feels amazing. So,
it's awesome to hear you talk about it like you are. Like I said, you can hear that fire is reinvigorated, and that's awesome. So.
Yeah, and I don't think I haven't talked about OCRs like this in a while. Like, I think I've been a little bit burned out on it, and hopefully this helps ignite that fire a little bit more for me with OCRs again. And I think we all come to that point where we get a little bit burned out, and we just kind of want to take a step back, but just to reignite that fire is amazing. I wasn't sure if I'd ever want to do an endurance event, and now I'm like, maybe. But I think I'm going to stick with this kind of endurance event. If I can find more of these, oh, it's game on. Game on.
Yeah, I've heard of a few of them that have gone somewhat to that style, but I don't know how much because I haven't been involved in them. I know Adam's talked about the Beast, the Ghost. That's kind of how Ghost is kind of going that direction towards like a choose your own, but I don't think it was as relaxed as you're saying that Sisu is. I mean,
yeah.
See, I really, Because it almost sounds like what I'd heard from that was it was more like the team made a choice on which direction they would go kind of thing. So it was always you were with the team, where it sounds like with this, it's pretty much you can be like, cool, well, you go over there, I'm going to go over here, and we're just going to do this, which sounds awesome.
And, you know, even as an individual, like, I know the individuals could have chosen how to do it, too. I know the woman that took first place as an, you know, she was hauling ass out there. Like, I saw her out there on the trails, and damn, she was hauling ass, and she was just hiking it. But she hauled ass. I don't know if she was out there all night or not, but dang, she hauled ass. I saw some people out there just with trekking poles, and I think they were running, but they had their trekking poles too, and they were hauling ass on the trails. It was amazing to see, and it was a choose-your-own-adventure. You could rest if you wanted to rest, and you could go out there, and if you wanted to just run and run and run, you could run and run and run. It was great. I think if you had a team, I think there was a team that they would come in and they'd rest for a few minutes and change and go right back out and do whatever trail they wanted to do as a team. And I think they went out as a team together because it was like that moral support of having a team. So if Ghost ends up and, you know, it's as a team, you choose your own adventure. I mean, that's awesome. That's incredible. And if it's a cross between, you know, like a Hurricane Heat and choose your own adventure, then sweet, down for that. It was just nice to ease into an endurance event and have it be something that's kind of chill and not a lot of pressure. Just on the simple fact that I just wasn't feeling like a lot of pressure. I mean, I like the fact that I could go back and just chill back at base camp and help Tessa and the PG and the coffee stand and the food and help out down there and do that, because that's, to me, that's where I felt like I needed to be and help out Tessa. And, you know, that was the main, for me, that was like the main place I needed to be, but it ended up, I was able to do both, and that got us a second place finish. So that was awesome. I think that's what part two, like, you know, we were able to be a team and work and run at the same time, and it paid off so well for us and for Tessa. That's just, it's just amazing. The whole event was just amazing. It was an incredible weekend, and wow. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, it sounds like it's amazing. I mean, it sounds like a really cool event. That, I mean, now that I've heard you talk about it, it's definitely one that I wish. And that was kind of my thing, is I wasn't sure what it was. I saw Beast 24, you know, C2 24-hour endurance event, and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound like fun to me. I mean, it doesn't. 24 hours of torture, and it sounds bad, but that's the way I think of an endurance event. 24 hours of torture, it doesn't sound fun to me. I mean, I'll put myself through, you know, 7 hours doing a marathon, but, you know, where I'm just trudging along, but 24 hours of, you know, and I keep thinking of the endurance events that I've been to, which is somebody basically like, come on, we're doing this, and now we're going to do this, and you're going to do this. Come on, move, go, 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 go. And I feel like I'm at boot camp, and that isn't my style of endurance event. This sounds like this would have been my style of endurance event, where I could have said, hey, I'm going to go run this trail and do this challenge. And then when I get back, you know, I think I'm going to lay down and take a nap for an hour, or I'm going to, you know, do whatever for an hour, and then I'll go out and do another one. And that sounds like my kind of endurance thing. So, I mean, I can, you know, do what I want to do.
It was, that's exactly what it is. And that's what made it so great, because, you know, you think, oh, great. I have 24 hours of running trails and working. I'm going to be freaking exhausted. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I was really worried. I was worried that I was going to let Tessa and Dina down, because I'm not a very strong runner. I was stressing out about it. Like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this. And then when I heard how the setup was, I was like, oh, wow. So this is run as much as you want or hike as much as you want, but there's not a lot of pressure. But I still kind of felt it. It was like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then Tess, the one we heard how it was going to be set up, we just kind of like, okay, game plan. This is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to do this. You know, Tess was like, I'm going to send you and Dina out. I'm going to stay here. When somebody gets back, someone can go out. And I'm like, whew, all right, I can chill.
Yeah.
I got some time. I got time. I can rest because, you know, we knew it was going to take Dina a few hours to be out on the really long trail. It was going to take Tessa a couple hours to be out on the really long trail. I'm like, yay, my little legs can rest for a bit. So it took the pressure off because I knew there wasn't going to be pressure. Like, I could do what I came there to do, and that was to really be at camp and helping Tessa out. And then when I realized, like, when it really, like, clicked that we were in second place, I saw an opportunity to, like, keep us there. And I had a chance to go back out on the trails again. I'm like, dude, I'm going. And I took off, and it kept going. And Tessa went out early in the morning, Sunday morning, for one last run. And she got me up at 5 a.m. I covered the stand while she went out. And it was one of those moments where it was awe-inspiring. I was covering for her. She was out on her last run. She came in, and it was just like, we knew at that point that we had just, like, solidified where we were at. And it was such a great feeling to know that we had just worked our asses off. We'd run our asses off, and we had just taken second place. And that was so great to know that all of the hard work and the teamwork that we had done, just, like, it paid off for us. And it was a good feeling to know that, you know, as teammates, we had just done something really incredible. And I'm proud of Tessa for all of her hard work, and of Dina too. Like, it was a great weekend.
Sounds like it.
It was amazing. And, you know, I think it's something for, even, like, if somebody wants to put their toe in the water when it comes to an endurance event, Sisu is the best way to do it. The Sisu 24, best way to do it, because you can push yourself and try it out and see what you want to do.
See, like I said, I'm definitely going to have to look at that for next year to see if that's something that, you know, I think BeastNet needs to have a team on that. But it's, and like I said, I mean, it sounds like the kind of event that I would love, because, I mean, that's just kind of, like I said, my biggest problem with endurance events is I don't like being constantly pushed and, you know, feel like I'm in, you know, boot camp. I mean, I would rather, you know, I mean, I'm not fast. Everyone knows I'm not fast. So every endurance event, every time I've done a hurricane heat or any time an endurance event, I always feel like I'm that guy. I'm the guy at the end of the pack, slowing everybody down, and everybody's looking at me going, why the hell are you even here?
See, and that's how I thought I was going to be for our team.
Yeah. You know, and I know they're not really thinking that, but in my mind, because that's where my mind goes, is in my mind, I'm thinking the whole time, you know, I feel horrible by the end of it, because I feel the whole time that, you know, everyone's like, why is the fatty here? You know, and you know, I know it's my fault for being fat. I made those choices, but, you know, so that's why I have an issue. But it sounds like with this one, I mean, if you have the right team, you could just have fun and not even, you can just have fun.
Yes. And if you don't have, if you don't want to sign up as a team, and you just want to go out as an individual just to see where you're at, you go out there as an individual and just go out to see, hey, what can I do? Can I do an endurance event? Can I do this on my own? And you can go out on your own. And even though you're out there and you're doing it solo, you're really not doing it solo. There's so many people out there you can go out there and not really be alone, because there's other people out there. Like, I know there's people that teamed up and they did it all together, but they weren't really as a team. They were doing it individually, but they had people as a team together, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was awesome to see too. Like, you don't have to have a team to have a team. So that was great to see. What makes three people to a team. Three people teams.
Sounds interesting.
It really was. And like I said, you know, you can send, you know, your whole team can go out together as, you know, all at one trail, or you can go out on three different trails at a time. So
yeah,
it was.
So I know you said it's like trail running and some challenges. What were some of the challenges? I know you kind of mentioned the, you know, crawling over the rocks, stuff like that, but what were, you know, bring the egg back without being cracked. But what were some of the other ones? I mean, you know,
I think one was, like, you had to go to the top of, to a lookout and read a poem and memorize the poem. And when you got back, you had to read the poem. You had to tell the poem to the people. One of them was like a knowledge quest, and you had to memorize, you know, you had to remember the facts, and they were facts as you were going up and facts as you were coming back, and they randomly picked a fact, picked a question, and you had to tell them the answer. And I don't know what the other one was. Yeah, I don't know what the other one was because I didn't.
You didn't do that one?
No, we didn't do that one because we did all of them, but I think we did almost all the trails together as a team except for one. And that was, like, I think, the longest trail, and they ended up closing that trail off because of ice at the top. And it was just becoming too dangerous, and none of us, like, I don't think either one of us on the team had any interest in trying to make a 17-mile round trip, like, round trip hike. We're like, yeah, nope, we'll pass.
It was 17 miles. That was the longest one. Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. And that was round trip. That was like out and back, 17 miles. And yeah, we're like, nope. I think 14. I think the longest one was 17. It was like 17, 14, 12, 8. Or 8.9, and then 4 point something, and then 3 point something. So they have, like, pretty good, like, you know, they have some pretty good distances, but none of us wanted to do the 17. I looked at that, and I was like, oh, that's a beast. I don't think so.
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, nope, I know how long that's going to take me.
I mean, how many miles did you end up for the night?
Well, according to their GPS, I think I ended up with 16. Tessa ended up with, almost 30, and Dina was like 16 as well.
So
it was some good mileage. And then our points were like 180 something points. And then I think the team ahead of us had like 200 and like 70 or something like that. They had some crazy amount of points. But they were like, those people were all over the freaking place. I think they did like, I think they did all of the trails, but they went, they were some crazy fast runners. Because they hit, I think they hit the 17-mile trail first. And then came back and then hit like the 14-mile trail, and then they had a strategy
and it worked.
They killed it. Worked for them. And I was watching some people, and like the chick said, the lady who won the individual, she straight up strategized and I think had a spreadsheet on how she was gonna do the event. So she planned it out, she mapped it out, and that's how she did it.
Wow.
So, and I think, and this wasn't her first Sisu, so she figured it out, and she did it. So some people came in with game plans, some people just came in and were like, meh, I'm going to wing it. So,
I'm going to wing it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. And we had no idea what we were going to do. Like, we came in, like, Tessa, you know, we kind of talked about beforehand, and she's like, well, I need to train you guys. And we went in, and she was training us on the coffee. We got a crash course on that, kind of figured out, you know, this is how the food is, this is what's going on. And we kind of got a crash course on everything when we got there. And we're doing that, and then we had the runners meeting, and as we were sitting there, you know, listening to the runners meeting, we just kind of did a quick, you know, well, I think we're going to do this, and that's kind of what we did. So it was a quick little game plan, and we just kind of figured things out. We weren't even intending on, you know, trying to place or anything like that. It was more focus on, you go out, do this and do this, I'm going to cover here, and when you get back, you're going to cover, and then you're going to cover. And, you know, our goal was mainly to make sure that the stand was covered, and people, there was somebody always there to make sure that we had someone covering for food and for coffee, and, you know, we were selling for the PG. Like, that's selling for the PG. That's what our goal was. Like, that was the main thing. So,
and you guys didn't get extra points for the coffee and all that stuff.
Nope. We got no extra points for that.
So, I mean, that's kind of the, you not only like took second place, you got no extra points for running a coffee, the food for the rest of the contestants.
Yep. We got no extra points for that. We just did that as, you know, that was just us doing what we need. We were there basically to sell food and stuff. We were running as an extra bonus.
hey, whatever works. And you still took second, which is, in my mind,
phenomenal.
Even
yeah.
I mean, it's impressive that you guys kept the food stand open for 24 hours while you were in this, you know, this event and took second place. I mean, it's like just running the event and the coffee stand at the same time would be impressive. But the fact that you still got second place, I mean, that's
makes
that's
it
awesome.
Even better. Yeah. Yeah. And it's mainly because of Tessa. Like, she just, like, she's a powerhouse, total powerhouse, and utterly amazing. She surprises me with all the stuff that she accomplishes and she does, and wow. I want to be like her when I grow up.
Me too, but I just don't want to grow up. So. And I want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid, so.
Can they bring Toys R Us back?
Actually, if you've been watching the news, it might be back for Christmas. But
hey.
So hey, yeah, I'm guessing after this episode, I'm pretty sure by the time Dawn listens to this, there will be a BeastNet team for next year. It'll probably be me, Dawn, and Kyle. So get the fatty team going. That's going to be our name, the BeastNet Fatties.
BeastNet
hopefully by
fatties.
Then I won't be a fatty, but yeah, hopefully
you
I'm,
will
I'm
be.
Working on that. I'm working on trying to be
well, the PG runners will definitely be back.
I'm supposed to officiate, like, Elise and Jeff's wedding. I have to, like, not be fat, but, you know.
Well, so. You won't be. Yeah. We'll get you out there and get you going. You got to get you motivated. This will get you motivated. You got to be out there on the trail with
I'm
us.
Hoping. I'm hoping. I mean, actually doing, I'll be honest, doing this marathon that I did, that tunnel marathon, it hurt. It was brutal. It was horrible. I hated it, but I'm doing it next year, by the way.
See? you're a glutton for punishment like the rest of us.
But it was one of those things, it kind of reinvigorated me in a way that I need to step up my training. I've been trying to do a little bit more training, but I keep coming up with, you know how it is, you're old and chubby and you just keep coming up with excuses on why you can't do this. You know, oh, it hurts, oh, it's, you know, whatever. And it's like, yeah, it hurts because you're old and chubby, so do some more workouts and it won't hurt so much. So
yeah,
it kind of made me want to do it again. I mean, to try and get back into that shape. I keep telling myself and keep posting on Facebook, I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose the weight. And then I get like completely unmotivated. I'm like, this is stupid. I don't want to do this. But after that one, it reinvigorated me. My feet are finally to a point now where the blisters and all that stuff are kind of gone and I can walk. I've been trying to do a couple miles every day, but I need to start upping that and do, you know, I want to start getting quite a bit more mileage. So during the week.
Yeah.
So I've got this week where I'm teaching most of the week at night, so I won't be getting home till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But after that, I'm planning on, you know, along with that, I'm planning on starting to do some more training and get better. So it sounds like the CSU's kind of, you know, reinvigorated your fire. I mean, the tunnel marathon kind of did for me a little bit, but it sounds like I really should have done the CSU too, because that really would have done.
The CSU, like... It completely reinvigorated it for me. Like, I felt so good to be on the trails. Like I said, I was, it quieted my head. Like, you know, sometimes you get so into your head and focused on day to day and everything that has gone on. Like the last 8 months have been really hard on me. I've gone through a lot of things between, like the car accident and just kind of recovering from that and all of all just day-to-day crap. And my head was just quiet for the first time. Like it was, I could hear, all I focused on was like sound of the forest, my breath, my footsteps, you know. It was truly living in that very moment, and it was the most incredible feeling I have felt in a really long time, and it did reinvigorate it for me. And then, my feet hurt. My legs hurt. It hurt to sit for a little while, but what really clicked in for me is even, like, I was sore for a couple days afterwards, but I did 16 miles in, you know, that time. It didn't take so long to recover afterwards. I'm like, wow, I wasn't as out of shape as I thought I was for not having that ability to really, you know, train as hard as I really wanted to. I'm like, okay, I'm not as bad off as I thought I was, so I can train better. I can do better. And that was a good feeling. And training is a huge part of it. But like you said, it's igniting that fire again. And that fire is... I've been looking for that and needing that. And I've talked to Tessa a little bit about it, but I've also talked to like Audra about that too, is I've been really lacking that motivation and that fire. And having that fire feels so good to have again. And now it's that matter of, okay, I pretty much signed up already again for next year. I got that going and still kind of debating on races and stuff. I got some, you know, for this year, and, you know, now I got to figure out, okay, what I want to do next year, you know? And it just feels good. That motivation is there to keep going. And I was worried, like, what are my goals going to be? And now that I got those goals, I'm like, now it's time to keep pushing. And, you know, like you said, you've got those goals and you're ready to keep going. And it feels good to have that. And it's such an incredible feeling to have again. Not having those goals, it kind of sucks not to have them.
It does. And that was kind of and I think that's been, you know, like I've said before on the podcast, part of my problem, I think, has been that ever since I hurt my foot, I kind of like all my goals went out the window because it's like, well, I can't do that because I can't train because my foot. And then the foot became an excuse as time went on, and now I'm bigger, and now that's an excuse. It's harder to, you know, do stuff, and it's like, okay, you know, time to just throw the excuses out the window, because any excuse you can throw at, I'm 270 pounds and I just did a full marathon. So you can't tell me that it hurts too much to get on the treadmill. It hurts too much to get on the elliptical. It does. It sucks. But I was able to push my body to do a full marathon. So I think I can push myself to do a couple miles every day.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
And it's getting that motivation and that mindset again that says, hey, you can do this. And that's been the hard part for me. I kind of got into, like you said, you get into your own head. Life gets in the way and you're like, you know, oh, well, I'll work out tomorrow. Today I've got to deal with, you know, work sucked today. I'm going to sit down, have a drink and watch TV and I'll work out tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes.
Exactly. And you got to it's getting past that. It's getting past the tomorrows. It's getting past the tomorrows. It's no. I got to do it today. I can do it today. I can get up early in the morning. I get up early in the morning every freaking day. I can get up and I have my brute force sandbag sitting next to it's in my room. It's next to my bed. I can get up in the morning and do a quick workout. I have a sandbag and I have a weighted vest too. Like I can get up in the morning and put that on and do my workout and then I can go have my coffee. Like it's one of those things where I've gotten out of a habit. I just need to get back into a habit. And it's not that hard to go out for a run. Although I do have to say, I didn't realize how many miles I put on my Solomon's last year with all the races as being an ambassador to the team last year.
Yeah.
I need new shoes. I need new race shoes so bad. So that's my next thing.
Because I'm a horrible person, is I just have to imagine what any guy would think if they walked into your bedroom. There's this really heavy sandbag and a weighted vest. What's going on here?
Well, I do have like a shit ton of medals like hanging on my walls, so that might give them a clue. And walk into my house, I have a Dallas Spartan race map, and I have a Washougal one, I think.
It doesn't explain the
tie
downs, but...
Oh, I don't have tie downs. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Sorry, I had to say.
So,
but
you're just not nice.
No, I'm not. But it's good to get that energy back and get it back. And that's been my problem, I think, is just, you know, trying to. I'm not motivated as I used to be. Like I was motivated to get out and do these races. Like, you know, when me and you first started, like with the Beast and everything else, I was motivated to go every race. I was signing up and I'm there. Woohoo! Party on.
Yes.
And now I'm like,
yes.
Is there a race next weekend? Do I have to go? You know, and you know, and that's where I think Dawn saved me a little bit on this, because like this race, and I mentioned it before when I did the marathon, I pretty much did the normal of, hey, yeah, cool. Yeah, I'll sign up next week. You know, that's fine. And I'll sign up for that race next week. And then all of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, I get an email saying, hey, you've been signed up for the Tunnel Marathon. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I called Don. It looked like it was going to sell out. So I just bought it. You're in. I'm like, what? See, now I got an excuse. It's already been paid for. And it's like, well, I guess I got to do this. you know, and that's kind of sounds like what Seth was like, hey, come do this race. And you're like, oh, okay. So, and that's the best when you have friends like that are just like, hey, I've got this race. Here's an entry. It's free. Come with me. And then you're
that's pretty much what it was. She messaged me. She's like, hey, are you still interested? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And I'm like, oh, what did I just do? Yeah. And I'm like, sure, I'll be there. And I was literally like a couple of days before, I was straight up like, I was panicking. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to let her down. My biggest fear last weekend was I did not want to let Tessa down. I straight up didn't want to let my teammate down. She's my teammate. She's my friend. And I don't want to let her down. And when we took second place, I was like in tears, like, oh my God. Oh my God. There's so much pride in this. I didn't let my team down. I didn't let my friend down. I didn't let my team down. And it's been reinvigorating that I was able to do something and I didn't let my team down. And that makes me feel so good. I have to be honest, I still haven't signed up for Washougal, and that's it's my 5-year racing and like legit racing anniversary. And I still have to sign up.
You need to sign up for that.
I know.
Washougal this year, it's just going to be, I'm literally like driving straight down, do the race with Benton, and then getting back in the car and driving back home.
Yeah, I gotta sign up.
I'm leaving Monday for Hawaii because it's literally Washougal, and then the following Saturday, Sunday is Hawaii. So, yeah.
So many people are going to Hawaii this year, and I'm so bummed. So bummed. Oh, yeah. I want to go
so
bad.
Most likely it's my last year. Most likely it's going to be my last year. Last year was supposed to be like pretty much, it was like me and Amber talked, like last year was going to be it. Like, it's expensive, and we've done it. That was, like, our third year, and it's like, we're going to do it this one last time, and then, you know, we'll figure something else out if I want to get the triple trifecta. And then the hurricane hit, and we're like, well, I didn't get a race, so I guess we got to come back next. So we can Amber was
Does anybody
so
have,
upset
like,
about.
A anybody have a suitcase I can climb into and hide in?
I mean, I would bring in my suitcase.
Oh, my God. I want to go so bad.
Oh,
dang it.
And it's gorgeous over there. It's a great race, but it is tough. It's a tough course. I mean,
I just want to do the sprint there. I've been kind of sidelined for most races this year. So I can like Washougal, and I think the Seattle Beast will probably be my only other race this year. So
yeah, see the super and the sprint weren't too bad. And I mean, I don't know about the sprint because I didn't actually do it, but I know what the course is. I've always missed the sprint there. I know what the course is. And it's just pretty much the super, but it cuts off at one point. And the super and the sprint, they're not, I don't want to say the word easy, but they're not that, they're not really hard courses. But the beast is brutal.
I bet.
The beast is brutal.
After Kimberly last year, anything is easy to me.
I've heard that.
I still have the motto of Kimberly, so.
Yeah. I mean, the Beast was one of those that, I mean, it rivals Montana. I mean, in difficulty. But I mean, imagine all the hills in Montana and like, I would say in 17, but all packed into like a 3-mile stretch.
Oh, pass. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's one of those that literally, it's like you pack pretty much all the hills of Montana, but put them into like a 3 or 4 mile stretch. So, I mean, they're all like in one big, like, you know, one right after the other, straight up the side of the mountain. You know, in 2016, when it rained there, it became a mudslide. And I mean, there was people sliding all the way down the hill. One guy, I watched a guy literally snap his arm as he was sliding down the hill and hit a tree. I mean, it was, it's a brutal course. But that whole section is cut off in the super, like literally when you do the super the next day, you go through and then you can see the point where the beast breaks off and goes and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I hated that part. And then you walk 20 feet down and you could see where the beast comes back in. So it's literally just a big like 4 or 5 mile loop that goes up and down the side of this mountain and then just comes right back into the super course. It's like a 10 foot difference. Yeah.
Dang.
And then
I'll do the sprint. I'll do the sprint. I'll pass on the beach.
The rest of time, just sit on the beach. Yeah. So,
I'll go.
Well, see, and this year we're going 2 weeks. So we're going Monday to the Monday before the races to the Thursday after. So not a full 2 weeks, but close to.
Nice.
So that way we get the week before to acclimate and then the week afterwards to lay on the beach and die. So.
Yeah. Nice.
And I always do the thing that always kills me is like after the race, they have this spot where you can spray off with the hose. And I'm like, there's a beach a quarter of a mile that way, like back towards the road where my wife's going to pick me up anyway. So you guys have fun spraying off the hose. I'm going to go jump in the ocean. So, and then lay on the beach.
That sounds way better.
Yeah, that's what I've done after every year after the races. I go down the hill straight to the beach and just jump in the water. And I strip down in my underwear, like right there next to the like main, you know, King Kamehameha Highway. Like right next to me, like 10 feet away. And I'm just taking off all my clothes, getting down into my undies and just saying, whatever, dude, you don't like it, just stop looking.
Sounds like a Spartan to me.
You don't know how many times I've said that to people. Like, I'm about to get naked in this parking lot. If you don't like it, don't look. And usually Spartan races, it's the response is, cool, I was about to say the same thing to you, so let's face opposite directions. Right on.
Oh,
in fact,
geez,
I'm pretty sure that's the first time I met Virginia. It was pretty much at the hurricane heat where I'm like, I'm about to get naked, don't look.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So, oh, we're total Spartans. Don't look,
oh, yeah.
I'm turning the other direction. Okay, fine.
Once a Spartan, you like have your shames out the window. Like, I'm dirty, I'm nasty, I'm muddy, I need to get naked, and don't look at me. So.
Okay, fine, I'm turning the other direction. I'm doing the same thing. I just want to get clean clothes.
Yeah. Like, if you look, it's your own fault. Whatever you see, that's your problem. So. All right. So we're about at that hour mark, so
all right.
Cut this off. In closing, what would you...
I would say if you have, like... If there's anybody who is even thinking about doing an endurance event and they're like highly intimidated, I would say do a Sisu 24-hour endurance event. You don't have to have a team. You can go in as an individual and check it out. Like, give it a chance because they are incredible people. It's a small community. They care so much about their participants. They want to make sure that you have a good time. And it really is a choose your own adventure. I know I had a blast. I know Tessa had a blast. I know Dina had a really good time. Sisu's amazing. Give it a try. I cannot wait to do another Sisu endurance event. I'm actually kind of toying with going down to their 24-hour endurance event in California in, I think it's November 30th, December 1st, and doing that one. And I'm contemplating doing it on my own just to kind of see how I do as an individual. They're incredible. It's an incredible event. Give it a try. Sign up next year. Do the one up here in the Pacific Northwest. Camp Shepherd's amazing. The trails are amazing. The views are amazing. It's just an awesome event, and it's a great endurance event to start out with. Especially if you're not like, if you're like you and don't like the, you know, somebody constantly like riding your ass, like, this is what you got to do. Get going. Like, if you don't like that kind of endurance event, try Sisu. It's amazing because they are not riding your ass. They just want to make sure you're out there enjoying, having fun. It's totally family friendly. Give it a try. And also the PG runners are going to be there next year. So come out there, have the coffee, have the food, and come see us.
That sounds awesome. I definitely want to do it. I've heard from, you know, I know Jesse, you said Jesse was there, Adam was there, you know, Tatiana was there. There was a bunch of people there, and all I've seen is amazing, like, everyone talking about how great it was. So,
it was amazing.
Like, it's an amazing event.
Yeah, Dana was there. Krista was there. Christina, or Special K, she was there. God, there were so many people there. There were a lot of people there. An amazing event. Check it out. Totally check it out. I can't wait to do it again. I'm so stoked to do it again. And not only that, I have an amazing clock on my wall now. Like,
I saw that. That
looks
amazing.
It is amazing.
So,
like,
I definitely want to do it. And I, like I said, I would think about doing the one with you on November 30th and December 1st, but I think some jerk has signed me up for a marathon on that weekend, so.
Like, well, I'm toying with that. Like, we'll see how it goes. Like, that's like a...
You can come do the Seattle Marathon with me and Dawn, since you're a jerk, and sign me up for another one. Yeah, I know. That's the same reaction I had. I'm like,
are you saying I might have to do my first marathon, Mike?
You should.
I hate road running.
That's my birthday weekend. So I'll be, I'm not going to say how old I am, but I'm in my 40s. I'm old and decrepit, but I'm doing a marathon on December 1st. It's the 50th anniversary of Seattle Marathon. So
it's the what anniversary? Yeah.
The 50th anniversary of the Seattle Marathon.
The
marathon's almost as old as I am.
All right, I'll think about it. I still have yet to do a marathon, so.
See, it's one of those things, you know. You should do one before you're 40. That was my goal. And I mean, you've got a couple years. I know how old you are. I know kind of how old you are.
I'm inching towards 40.
Let's say you're inching towards 40. I know you're not there, but.
I will be 39 in like 3 weeks.
See, and I was always shocked. I remember the first time you told me how old you are, and I'm like, you're like 2 years younger than me. I thought you were like 10 years younger than me. But so.
Nope, I'm only a couple of years younger than you.
Yeah.
All right, I'll think about it. I'll think about adding that box of like marathon. I'm thinking about checking that off. We'll see.
I've done two now, and I'd say if you don't do the Seattle one, I would definitely suggest the Tunnel Marathon. So far, that has been my favorite marathon I've ever done. It was the Tunnel.
Okay.
I've only done two, so I mean, it's really not a whole lot of. But that one was a lot of views. It's downhill. It's on a trail. It's not on the road. So I mean, it was. And they have that tunnel, which I'm definitely going to go back to. So that tunnel up on Hayek, that 2.8-mile railroad tunnel, is amazing. I'm definitely going back.
Is it? See, I might do that one.
So you get a mile into it, probably a mile inside the tunnel, before you can see the light on the other side. Before you can see it.
See, I might do that one just because.
I mean, I'm just going to go up there and hike the tunnel just for fun. But so, in fact, I think that's going to be, I'm going to try reinvigorating the, we had the once a month hike. And I think that's going to be, I'm going to restart that. And that's going to be the first one is going up there and doing that. So go to the other end of the tunnel and back. So, yeah, right on. So, well.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the episode with me.
You're welcome.
And, yeah. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.